Good afternoon. So, first of all, I acknowledge no conflict of interest. So I'm talking today about the maternal health care among Syrian displaced refugees, the challenges and the recommendation. Just a quick kind of like wrapping up of the number. There is at least 77,000 Syrian pregnant women refugees in the neighboring country of Syria, including Lebanon, Turkey, Iraq, and Jordan. And there is, the WHO estimated that among 1.2 million Syrian refugees in Jordan, there are 30,000 pregnant women. Between 10 to 13 births were taking place every day in refugee camp of 120,000 Syrians at the end of April 2015 in Jordan. And in 2013, population-based assessment in Lebanon found that the percentage of pregnant women is about like, it's like, can be varied according to the region, but it's 41% in Buqa Valley. This is a study recently in July released by Gynecologists Without Borders, and it includes 6 months of study in Jaf and Zaatari refugee camp, and it shows a highly increase in the delivery rate among Syrian refugees. So it's like it's gone from five per month to 112 per month over this period of 6 months. It's included from September 2012 to February 2013. While the total population increased by 8.9%, the delivery rate increased by 21.4%. Including this is maybe attributed, there are a lot of factors, but maybe attributed to the 58% of the displaced population are women. This is a kind of like map showing the total number of pregnant women in Syria and in surrounding country. And you can see that the pregnant women inside the country is 432,000. So it's 6 times the number outside the country. So in general, the main goal of maternal care among Syrian refugees is to prevent the provide the antenatal care, which is prevent the maternal death and fetal mortality. The antenatal care, we know that it's important to reduce the risk of complication and improve the awareness on nutrition and sanitation. Also to provide postnatal care and family planning. In general, the challenges of providing the maternal care to Syrian refugees is very complex. And you can see it's interconnected. So even if we have the available antenatal care centers without the availability of human resources and a skilled birth professional, we are not going anywhere. And even if we have all of those without an adequate fund, also it can be in jeopardy. Also, we have to take care of the available also, postnatal care, not only the antenatal care. So a lot of factors can be attributed. The first challenge, as we say, is like the lack of access to antenatal care. In a survey done in Lebanon also, of 420 pregnant women Syrian refugees in Lebanon, there is at least 83% received some antenatal care during the pregnancy. Of those, 64% received attended by skilled professionals 3 or more times, and 32% 1 or 2 times, and 5%, around 5%, is never. Administration of the antenatal care to Syrian refugees is complicated by accelerating number, exponential number of the displacement. The commonly barrier to antenatal care was unavailability, which is like around 19%, cost, which is 9.5%, the distance or transportation, 6.8%, and the new arrival will complicate the problem also. There's also limited options. The other challenge is limited option to save an affordable delivery. Although the UN High Refugee Committee covered 75% of the delivery expenses, but even the 25% is beyond the affordability of many families. The cost amount for normal delivery is $50, and for C-section is $200. This is, I'm talking about only Lebanon. In Turkey, the situation is different, and in Jordan, the situation is different. happened. According to the International Humanitarian Organization, Doctors Without Borders, more than 40% of births in Syria done by C-section. It's included inside, this is a similar number inside in the internally displaced population and the outside country. The interagency working group pointed out that the majority of women in Zaatari camp are seeking their delivery in two of the local hospitals. The other very important challenge is the severe shortage of skilled birth professionals, including doctors, physicians, midwives, and nurses. Everyone is, and this is especially important in the internally displaced population. There is another challenge, which is poor living condition and poor nutrition status, which increase the risk of pregnancy and maternal mortality. Delivering at home without skilled birth attendant is higher in refugee setting, where living conditions are often very risky. So this is, will complicate the problem also more. The other challenge is lack of postnatal care and family planning. In a survey done by UN Population Fund, they found only 37% of women were using contraceptive. And this number is way lower inside the country. This low usage of the contraceptive is linked to high cost, unavailability, quantity, distant, not preferred type, and the most important is the cultural and religious belief. There are so much complication about the cultural and the acceptance of this belief. The other one is, the other challenge is logistic and the humanitarian aid factor. While refugees in Turkey and Jordan are mainly in camps, but in Lebanon they are integrated, they are decentralized, so it's hard to reach out for them. The other challenge, including the lack of a strong and consistent surveillance system to register the newcomers and the new refugee in Lebanon. This is especially important in Lebanon, where the refugees are not localized in camp. The other thing is that facilities where women could obtain maternal care do exist, but the problem is pregnant women not aware where they are. So there are often the same thinking, which is no idea where to go. I don't know where to go and seek the medical care. This is the funding for the option, funding option for maternal health care and Syrian refugee. If they are registered, that's great for them. So the UN High Refugee Committee can offer them 75% of the delivery, 85% of the lab, and they deliver them free consultation, and they deliver some antenatal care. For the unregistered pregnant women, they only eligible for one visit to the primary health care center supported by the UN High Refugee Committee. There are other options, which is the private funding. The suggested strategy to ensure maternity care to Syrian refugees are also multifactorial, multidisciplinary. The most important of which is there must be a primary assessment and implement of registration, functional registration system. There is also funding and immediate implementation of MISP and secure funding, and also collaboration between international organizations and NGO, which is public-private partnership. So maternal care among Syrian refugees is not a luxury, but it is a necessity. Pregnant women refugees need more than food and shelter. They need also their health. Strategy to reduce maternal mortality and improve pregnancy outcome should be prioritized. The reproductive health provider should focus on increasing antenatal care, especially for the third trimester and high-risk pregnancy. Early pregnancy testing, regular ANC, screening for anemia, high-risk pregnancy, and vaccines and nutritional education program should be implemented. The first, as I say, is the registration for the functional registration which include male and female in the household. So the system of registering only adult male head of the household in refugee camps is unacceptable. There must be also private and functional assessment of maternal care, including the hosting country, how much center in the hosting country. The other thing is the immediate implementation of the minimum immediate service package. This already done in Turkey, Jordan, and Lebanon, but never inside the country, because maybe they are not registered, they are internally displaced, they are still not registered. establish a service for antenatal and antenatal delivery and birth care, and the Safe Motherhood Program recommend that planning for such services should include into account existing facility in the hosting country. That will make sense and lower the expenses. So as we see here, we have the option of making a small center, community center, that will cover 5,000, and then more equipped center that cover 30 to 40,000, and of course comprehensive hospital can cover 150 to 200,000. The important also, this is the public-private partnership, sharing data, sharing experience, collaboration. This will help in reducing the risk of not delivering the maternal care. The established family planning and community education and maternity program, established community-based reproductive center to educate women on safe motherhood, prenatal screening, risk of pregnancy, importance of skilled midwife or physician attending the delivery, and to facilitate the referral to hospital in cases needed high risk, high level of medical care. The community health care workers are there inside this area, and they are doing a great job in the opposition country. The opposition area. The staff, as we say, we have severe shortage of staff. I receive some kind of like a story that we have four only physicians covering 700,000. So there is a severe shortage of midwife, nurses, physicians, all of the, and this is especially inside the country. The funding resources, secure funding for maternal care in refugee camps and inside Syria is a key determinant for successful maternity care plan. It's critical to ensure the sustainability of maternal care center and hospital. Although providing maternal care to refugees is resource intense, but failure to meet this kind of demand will result in disastrous consequences on mother, family, and particularly children. Thank you.